Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jetski Peer Group discussion on the 9 months 2019 unaudited IFRS financial results on the 7th of November 2019. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Jetski Mir Group. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might, the negative of such terms, or similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of unanticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Jetski Mir Group and its operations. May I now hand you over to Vladimir Chirahov, CEO, who will start the meeting today. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Vladimir Chirahov. With our team, Anna Germana, Head of Finance, and Sergei Levitsky, Head of IR, we will do a small presentation and share with you some financial results of the first 9 months 2019. So I will start presentation from page number 3. And my colleagues will continue with presentation. So, 9 months of 2019. What I want to say, first one about store openings. We are going to open not less than 100 stores this year. We already opened 45 by the end of September. Nowadays, for example, we opened about 50 stores. But as usual, we are going to open the biggest part, not less than 55 stores in during the last quarter, because in this case, it is much more profitable for us. We increase EBITDA with stores which we open during the last quarter. So again, we are going to open not less than 100 new stores in 2019, including Belarus. About like-for-like, I think you already know, during the third quarter, our like-for-like was more than 10%, and this is the best result among all public retailers in Russia. So for the first 9 months, our like-for-like was more than 8%. Total revenue growth for the first 9 months was more than 17%. And I believe it's a good result. About profitability, growth of our adjusted EBITDA is even higher than the growth of our revenue. So adjusted EBITDA margin in percentage even increased. And again, I'm satisfied with profitability even more. You know, at the same time, we open 100 new stores. I mean, we invest money. We pay dividends to our shareholders. You already know what we are going to pay dividends by the end of this year. And at the same time, we keep quite low ratio net debt EBITDA even more. By the end of this year, net debt EBITDA ratio, we are going even decrease in comparison with previous year. Anna Germanova will describe it in details later. And about online, what I want to say, we have one of the highest growth in Russian market of online business. It was about 70% for the first 9 months. We are going to keep such growth of our online business. In September, share of our online in total sales was about 12%. For example, in October, it was about 14%, so it's growing very, very well. And let's move to the next slide. Some more words about our online business, how it's growing, what we finished during the first 9 months, what we already did. We started fast delivery. We have two kinds of fast deliveries. It is next day, which we provide in 80% of our stores in Russia. We have same day delivery, which we finished roll out already. During the first 9 months, we already finished rollout of our new website, mobile website. It increased conversion to orders. It increased our revenue, finally. We already launched our online business in Kazakhstan. It helps us to increase not only online revenue, but offline also, of course, because 80% of sales are made by click and collect. So people come to our stores to collect their orders and usually buy something else, increase in 30% of their check. We started finished already our mobile application, the first part, with a loyalty program, and this Friday we are going to launch our full feature mobile application. On Friday, 2% of our customers could get this mobile application, and by the end of the year we are going to finish full rollout of our full mobile application with possibility to buy goods also. And again, it will help us to increase online revenue. And the last one, what I want to say about our pilot project, Marketplace. We already started this project. We are satisfied with results. Nowadays, we have just 5,000 SKUs in our Marketplace. We already see our sales, and our midterm goal is to increase number of suppliers, number of SKUs. I suppose by the end of the year, over next year, we will have about 150 suppliers with 150,000 SKUs in our fashion marketplace. So thank you. Anna Germanova will continue the presentation with the page number 5.
Okay, thank you. Dear colleague, let's move to the page number 5 and discuss our financial results. First of all, some words about top-line growth of our company. As Vladimir has mentioned before, we are very satisfied our like-for-like for the Q3. It was 10.5% for the Russia segment and 10.7% for the both segment Russia and Kazakhstan. Especially, we would like to pay your attention that we have the highest like-for-like number of the ticket for the last 2 years, more than 9%, and also we have positive like-for-like average ticket, plus 1%. Due to it, the growth of our revenue in Q3 was 19%, and for the full 9-month period, it was 17%, and we earn about 90 billion rubles in absolute. In part of our e-commerce, the share of our e-commerce revenue in the total revenue of our company in Q3 was more than 10%, and for the full 9-month period it was also 10%. Especially, I would like to pay your attention that the share of e-commerce revenue for October, for example, in the total revenue is more than 14%, so every month we increase the share of our online revenue in the total revenue of the company. That's why we changed our guidance, and now in mid-term we think that the share of our e-commerce revenue in the total revenue could be about 30% from the total revenue of the full company. Let's move to the next slide, page number 6. Some words about our profitability. In Q3 we continue to invest in our retail price. Due to it, we decrease our gross margin. In Q3, the decreasing was about 2%. For the full 9 months period, it was about 1%. But in absolute, our gross margin has increased by 13%, and we earn 29 billion rubles. From the other side, we continue to decrease our G&A cost as a percent from the revenue, and we decrease it more than for the 1%. The main drivers of such decreases was rent and our payroll cost. Due to it, from the one side, we significantly increase the growth of our revenue. From the other side, we decrease our G&A cost. And due to it, the growth of our adjusted EBITDA for the 9 month period was 18%, without effects from IFRS 16. And in total, we improved our EBITDA margin by 10 bps. Let's move to the next slide, page number 7. Some words about our cash flow. We continue to keep very high level of cash conversions and ROIC. And at the right part of the slide, you can see that in 9 month period, we significantly improved our operating cash flow. Our operating cash flow for the 9 month period of this year is 3.9 billion rubles. Compared with the such figures for the last year, it was only minus 300 million rubles. The main effects which influenced to such significant increasing in our operating cash flow was decreasing in investment in our working capital, due to improved inventory turnover and also normalized receivable turnover also. In part of the CapEx, for the 9 month period of this year, we invest 2.5 billion rubles in CapEx, including 400 million for buying equipment for new DC, and also we have invested about 1 billion rubles for opening a new store in the center of the Moscow. Let's move to the next slide, page number 8. As Vladimir has mentioned before, we decrease our debt to the end of the 9 month period. What I mean? I mean that, let me remind you that to the end of 2018, our debt was 18 billion rubles, and the difference between our net debt to the end of 2017 and 2018 was 8 billion rubles. The main causes for such increasing in our debt in the last year was investment in a new DC, in working capital, and other one-off costs. During the first two quarters of this year, we kept the difference between our debt in 2018 and 2019 about 8 billion rubles. But for the Q3 of this year, we decreased the difference from 8 billion rubles to 4 billion rubles, and now we're absolutely sure that to the end of this year, our net debt will be normalized. And as Vladimir has mentioned before, our leverage to the end of this year will be lower than we had 1 year ago. Let's move to the next slide, page number 9. Net profit for the 9 month period, according with the last standard, is 3.7 billion rubles. As you know, our board of directors approved our recommendations to pay it as a dividend, so we're absolutely sure that our shareholders will confirm such recommendations, and in the end of December of this year, we will pay our interim dividends in amount of 3.7 billion rubles. In this case, the total growth of dividend payment for this year will be about 15%. And we continue to pay all our net profit as a dividend, as we've done during the last 5 years. Let's move to the next slide, the page number 10. In part of our guidance, we confirm all our guidance which we announced before, and additionally, as I have mentioned before, now we believe that the share of our online revenue in the total revenue of the company in the midterm will be about 30%. That's all. We are ready to answer to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Nikolai Kovalev of BTB Capital. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, colleagues, and congratulations with very good results. I basically have a couple of questions on the gross margin level. We saw a quite impressive dynamics in the private label category as percent of sales. And I was wondering, where do you see the private label going to strategically, maybe in the medium term? And also, if it not, it was not for such a rapid expansion of private label and direct import, do you have an estimate where would be your gross margin for the reported quarter?
Thank you for your question. About gross margin, you know, as we told usually, for us, it's not so important question how big gross margin we have. The most important question, how big is our EBITDA margin? So we promised to our shareholders to keep at least double-digit EBITDA. It means at least 10%. Sometimes when we see that we have even higher EBITDA margin, we can invest more money into attraction, traffic attraction. In other words, invest money into low prices. So again, the main goal is to keep double-digit EBITDA. Concerning private brands, you know, our strategy in our private brands is that we private brand help us to solve two questions. The first one is to provide the lowest price in category, and we see it in quite many different categories, like in toys, like in fashion goods. And the second goal, the second reason for using private brands is to increase profitability in a category. And that's why we increase share of our private brands from year to year. What is our strategy? It depends on the category. For example, in fashion goods, we already have 70-80% share of our private brands, and we believe it's enough. So we are going to keep this level of our private brands in this category. For example, in toy, it's growing quite fast. And we are going to continue growth of share our private brands in such categories as toys, newborns, and others.
But for these categories, like, I don't see it going to, of course, 70 to 80%, but where would you like it to be for private label?
Again, in toy category, we are going to increase it. I think it could be even 50%. Could it be 70 or more? I don't know, because we do it step by step. You know, we increase assortment of our private brand. We check how it works, how profitability is. We check demand. And after that, we do next step in toys. For example, step by step, we increase our private brands. This is our strategy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Helpful.
The next question is from Kirill Panarin of Renaissance Capital. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Thank you for the call. I got two questions, please. So first of all, also on price investments increase in the third quarter, can you talk about the current pricing environment and the gross margin outlook for the fourth quarter? Do you expect the pace of margin decline to moderate versus Q3 or remain the same or increase? That's the first question. And then secondly, on the online business, you mentioned you expect now online to account for 30% of sales in the medium term. What do you think it means for the company's profitability and cash generation profile? That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your questions. Let's start with from one. In part of our price investment, you're absolutely right that our price investment in Q3 was higher than we had in Q1 or Q2, for example. But it's normal situations for us because you know that, as Vladimir has mentioned before, for us it's very important to keep EBITDA margin for the full year. Q4 usually has a very high margin sales categories. So in Q3 we had the opportunity to invest more without any significant effects to our EBITDA margin for the full year. Which investment in our price will be in Q4? Now it's very difficult to answer because it will depend on the situations in the market. Now we had in Q3 very strong like-for-like, and so I think that in Q4 our investment maybe will be not so significant. But we're absolutely sure that in total our gross margin for Q4 will be higher than in Q3 due to different in assortment. In part of the second question, you know that the first what I would like to say is that our online segment has the same profitability as the total profitability of all the company. I mean that EBITDA margin of our online segment is the same more than the 10% that we have for the full company. So increasing this share of our business, I think that maybe in the first step it will have some slightly impact to our profitability, but not serious, but in total I think that it will not have some significant impact to our profitability or to our cash flow, because you know that turnover in this segment is higher than turnover in our offline segment, of course. So in part of our operating cash flow in total, I think that we will have nothing effects.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
There are currently no further questions, so as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And as a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. The next question is from Alexey Ilium, Procter. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to ask the question. And congratulations on good results. Can you please elaborate on the performance of your new initiatives like Zozavr stores and performance of stores in Belarus? And maybe I have one more question later.
Thank you for your question. So if we speak about Belarus, we are satisfied with the results even more. You know, our expectation was to have a negative EBITDA during the first year in Belarus, but we see reality. We forecast that financial results even the first year in Belarus will be positive. So we are satisfied a lot with business in Belarus, and we are going to be number one player in a couple of years, I think, in Belarus, like we are in Russia and Kazakhstan. What about Zozavr? More or less, we are satisfied. We don't have a positive EBITDA in Zozavr, but EBITDA is about zero by the end of the year. But we are satisfied also with this business, and by the end of this year, we will make a decision how many stores of those hours we are going to open next year. I think it could be a big number of stores.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, and one more question related to your online initiatives. So what kind of data you can disclose on the on the marketplace? I mean, how many companies are operating on this marketplace at the moment? What is the revenue and on your personal internet online store? So it's shown very impressive growth, but maybe you can also elaborate a bit on the competition on the market and maybe say a few words of what clients are buying, particularly on, I mean, is any difference between the basket of the online clients and store clients? Yeah, please comment if you can.
So if we speak about marketplace, it's too early to say about revenue. I just can say what I'm satisfied with the results which we have nowadays. Nowadays we have just five suppliers with about 5,000 SKUs, and we are just testing our business procedures, new business procedures which we established for marketplace, and we see that we can use our current traffic for selling goods from marketplace. It increased our online revenue, and we are satisfied with current results. What about competition in online? We see that there are quite many players, online players, mostly pure online players with a quite aggressive pricing. So we keep the same level of prices, and at the same time we see that we can make profit during this competition with quite aggressive pricing. Even more, profitability of our online channel is not less than profitability of our offline business. So we have the same level of EBITDA, more than 11% for all our online business, because for us it's much is very useful to use our current infrastructure, I mean offline infrastructure, offline stores, for delivering of orders, for service for our customers. As we told you, for example, just during the third quarter, we started delivery orders from a nearest store to our customers. So it reduced cost of delivery dramatically. It reduced time for delivery. For example, if before we needed to deliver order from Moscow warehouse to Novosibirsk, now we can do it directly from a store which is located in Novosibirsk. So it is very useful to using offline infrastructure from competition in online also. So we compete with other players in online market quite successfully, even more. We are profitable and make money. As I know, at the same time, our companies are losing money with negative EBITDA.
Okay, thank you very much for comments.
Dear participants, due to a technical issue, we will have to pause this conference for a few moments. Please stay on the line and thank you for your patience. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We will now resume the conference. And the next question is from Artur Galimov. If you could please state your company as well, your line is now open.
Good afternoon. Yes, it's Artur calling from Solar Capital. Just one question for me, if I may. Could you please give us some sense of how revenues are doing in October and maybe the first week of November?
We can say that we are completely satisfied with the current growth of our revenue in online and offline also. I'm sorry to say, as I know, we cannot say figures.
Maybe just in terms of the trend, do you see any significant changes relative to the third quarter in terms of top line and like-for-like growth?
No, we don't see any significant differences with the third quarter.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for this.
Thank you for the question.
There are currently no further questions, so as a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. We have no further questions. Please continue with any further points you wish to raise.
I would like to thank everyone for joining this call today. If you have any follow-up questions, please don't hesitate and get in touch with us. Thank you and have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.